A last-minute invitation allows Democratic Senate candidate Scott Howell to become Utah's only congressional candidate at the Democratic National Convention. Celebrated attorney and advocate Brian Barnard dies, and Salt Lake's Downtown Alliance reassures the public that the Gateway Shopping Center is going to survive. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, September 5th. I'm Brian Grimmett. As the Democratic National Convention kicks off in Charlotte, organizers didn't expect any congressional candidates from Utah to come. But as KUER's Todd Patton tells us, Senate candidate Scott Howell is participating after a last-minute invitation.
Howell wasn't planning on attending the convention because of campaign issues back home, but when he was asked last weekend to be a panelist at the DNC's Faith Council meeting, he felt compelled to attend.
I get to share with six other religious leaders from the U.S. about what LDS doctrine is and what we stand for and our humanitarian efforts, what we do across the world. And for me, it is an ambassadorship to share with them who we are, what we stand for, and what we believe.
Howell was also invited to speak at Tuesday's LDS Democrats National Convention caucus meeting. He says it's a surreal thing to attend an event like this.
I can't really believe that today I'm going to be with Democrats, active LDS Democrats. I mean, it is a dream come true.
Mormons active in the Utah Democratic Party created the LDS caucus 9 months ago. They hope this national meeting will grow more active membership across the country. Todd Patton, KUER News.
Vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan will make a stop in Utah today. He'll touch down at the Provo Airport early this afternoon and will spend the rest of the day at fundraising events in Utah County. Admission to the private events runs as high as $25,000 and concludes with a general reception that costs as little as $20 if you're a student. All events will be held at the Utah Valley Convention Center. Brian Barnard, an attorney who was never reluctant to challenge state law or take on powerful interests, died yesterday. He founded the Utah Legal Clinic, which handled cases from gender discrimination to panhandling. The American Civil Liberties Union says he stood up for the rights of vulnerable and marginalized people. Even attorneys who opposed him in court called him a fierce advocate. He was 67. Salt Lake City's Downtown Alliance is trying to calm public concern that the Gateway Shopping Center will close down now that City Creek Center is open. KUER's Whitney Evans has more.
Nick Como, a spokesperson for the Downtown Alliance, declared in a recent blog post, the Gateway is redefining itself and will survive. City Creek Center has in fact absorbed some of the Gateway's former retail residents, including J. Crew, Loft, American Eagle, and soon Apple. But Como suggests that's okay.
The Gateway is, you know, has the wider corridors and it has more of like an entertainment flair to it, with the arena being right across the street for jazz games, the planetarium, Discovery Gateway, concerts at the depot. It's just a different range of things that you find at City Creek.
Como says he continues to hear concerns from the community that the Gateway won't survive the competition. But he says Salt Lake City's west side has grown tremendously in proximity to the Gateway, with new restaurants, residential space, and the possibility of a year-round farmers market.
I think all of those things combined, not one of them alone, really helps that west side turn the corner from a pretty challenged neighborhood into what you see today.
He adds Gateway, unlike City Creek Center, is also open on Sundays. Officials with the Gateway did not respond to a request for comment. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Utah's home prices were growing at 9.3% over the 12 months ending in July. The private real estate data provider CoreLogic says only Arizona and Idaho had stronger increases. Nationwide, home prices rose by an average of 3.8%. The Provo Municipal Council voted 4-3 yesterday not to require a conditional use permit for a proposed high-rise building at the Missionary Training Center. That will allow the project to go ahead. Neighbors had objected to the building, saying it could hurt their property values and that it violated a promise to residents made years ago. The Salt Lake Tribune reports city council members say city zoning ordinances need to be studied to address future controversies. The Centerville City Council voted 3-2 last night to enlarge the intersection of Parrish Lane and Main Street. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the project will require taking slices of property from several historic homes in the area, and many residents voiced strong opposition before the council vote. The mother of a 19-year-old who got trapped under a load of steel in a train yard in South Salt Lake last week says her son could lose his badly injured right leg. His left leg was amputated to free him from beneath a load of steel plate on a train car. Firefighters say David Frame and his dog apparently hopped a freight train in Denver. He was pinned when sheets of steel inside a train car shifted on top of him. The dog was killed in the accident. And finally, the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources has quarantined the state fish hatchery in Loa after discovering mud snails in the tanks. The snails are an invasive species from New Zealand, and they worry is they'll infest waterways in Utah. They have no natural predators in North America, and they reproduce asexually, which means their population can expand enormously in a very short time. The hatchery will stay under quarantine until every snail is found and removed. This is the second time mud snails have been found in a hatchery. The first was in 2007. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, September 5th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.